Okay. All right. Today we continue where we ran a bit of Shmuel Rova. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. And what we had said yesterday was that based on the Gemara, that the din is that based on the Gemara Mo'ekan Chafam Aleph, that if it's within 30, we hear the Shmua, it's a Shmua Krova, which you observe Shiva Vishloshim. And if it's outside 30, it's day 31, you call that a Shmua Rechoka, and you observe it one day, which chiseled down, that's Rosh Shepherd's language. He always says that Lashon chiseled down to an hour based on Mixtion Kakulo, and that's a Shmua Krova. Okay? So, we concluded yesterday that we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, Halachit Vyamekabal, come deny this institution of Shmua Krova and Shmua Krova. There's no difference between the two, according to the Chachamim. But we hold like Rabbi Kiva. Come and hold that no matter what, even a Shmuel Rechok, you should in Shlosh. We don't hold like that. We hold like a Bikiva. Halacha Kedivya make of Avol, even as a Shitus Yechidah. And that's the din. And the din is that you're knowing Sha'achas. And that Sha'achas, let's begin with, can be even Belila. Okay? It can be even Belila. You heard about it at night. You heard it at night, no problem. You're knowing Mixes Avelis, you're done. Even on Aviv Imo. And says the Mechaber, based on the Rishonim, that's only Hani Mili L'inin Shiva. However, L'inin Shloshim, there is a din of Tispiris, Achi Yigo Bachavero, and Giyutz, Achi Yagia Regal V'Yigarabo. Remember we said by Giyutz there's three conditions. You need Shloshim, you need Gara, and you need Regal. By Tispiris, it was a Shira of Achi Yigo Bachavero, right? It was Shloshim, but question which actually were here was it 2 months, 3 months, when we had different shitas, how to define that. So it's very clear in the Mechaber. I didn't look, Yehuda was asking about a Prisha there, but it's clear in the Mechaber how he delineates. And what do you say about 12 months? Sheila Shalom, the Kanas Besanishta, you count from Yom Misa, not from Yom Shmuel. Okay? You count from Yom Misa, not Yom Shmuel, for all the Yisurim of Shit Shtemasar Chodesh as the Taz in Sifkot and Beis. So, I want you to get that. And the Shach and Sifkot Nehei and the Taz and Sifkot and Vav are Koveya, Alpi the Bach and the Drisha B'Shem the Marshal, that the Yom that's Koveya L'Inin Shmua, whether it's Krov or Rechok, is the Yom Misa. How many days ago did the fellow die? You don't look at Kfura. You look at Yom Misa, okay? You don't look at Yom, you don't look, again, I want you to get this, very important, to determine whether something's a Krova Rechoka, you look at the Yom Misa. Okay? Once you have determined that, then you have that cloud that we said in the Mechaber yesterday, that Yom Shmuaso HaKrova is Yom HaKfura, then you begin the Shiva. But to determine whether something's a Rechoka or Krova, what do you look at? You look at Yom Misa. You follow what I'm saying, Sammy? You understand what I'm saying? You look at Yom Misa. Then, Lamaisa, once you've established that, then you got to do Shiv and Shloshim, and that Shiv and Shloshim is from Yom Kfura, which you treat as what? Which you treat, it's from Yom Shmua, which you treat as Yom Kfura. But determining whether something is Shmua, Krova, Rechoka, you measure from Yom Misa. And it's interesting that the Nekudas HaKesev, Dermaska Kosova Bach, says it's not Mukhrach like this, because he says the Marshal, which is what the Shach and Taz quoted, brought it out from the Rabbein Yerucham. And Rabbein Yerucham himself says, Lehefech, that you look at what you're moaning miyom hakfura. So, Lamais, I want you to get that down to the Kudus HaKes. We don't hold like that. The Kudus HaKes is not possible like that himself. He's just pointing out in Lundis, if the Makor comes from the Marshal got it from the Rabbein Yerucham, and the Rabbein Yerucham Rataka said you what? You come from Yom Kfura. But we don't pass them like that, okay? So let's make sure we get that. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. So let's take this Vayter. And that is, we take this Vayter, so we get to the following concept. And that is, We know that Shmuel Rechok is after 30 days, 31 days on. And the question is, what happens if you heard the Shmuel Rechok after 12 months? What do you say about that? You heard that one of your parents, God forbid, died after a year. So the Mechaber speaks this out based on the Rishonim. So if it's after a year, more than a year that they've passed away, all you do is what? All you do is one day, and Lamaisa, that one day will count even for Shloshim. Lock, stock, and barrel, all you do is one day. What I want to bring out is that a classical Shmuel Krovel, what do? You do one day for what? For your Shiva. But you got to observe Shloshim. You got to observe Shnei Masechet Chodesh. But if the Shmuel Rechokah came after a year, then forget about it. All you do is one day, and that one day covers what? Shiva, Shloshim, and Shnei Masechet Chodesh. I can do another year from there. Okay? That's clear like that. And the Taz says, you could also say Mixion Kakulo on that one day. Lamaisa, not a problem. And he says we would say Mixion Kakulo. Now the question is, what is about Shar Krovim? You hear about a year later, after a year later, about Shar Krovim. What do you say about that? So I would have said it's a step down, and maybe you don't have to do anything. So that's a machloikis. Please get it. Chazon Avadya quotes this machloikis as to whether do you do one day or you do zero. So it's in the Chazon Avadya in Sofa Ariyud Amud Kufnun Tes. He digs up this machlekes in Achronim. He quotes from the Tshuvas Birmayim Chaim Motziri and Chelik Beis Sof Simen Aleph that you don't have to misabel at all. That's what I thought. And the Schor Lavrom argues, the Schor Lavrom and the Tshuvas Rosh Mashbir and the Tshuvas Chaim Shaol, which is Reb Chaim Falaji, and the Tshuvas Meshav Alacha in Chelik Beis Simen Kuches, they all say that there will be a Shah Achas of Avelis. So let's get that. Zechor Lavram, Kafkuf Pei Gimel Beis, Chumas Rosh Mashbir, Chelik Avir, Nei Simcha Beis, and the Chumas Chaim, the Shalom, Chafalf Amad Da'arba, and Chumas Meshav Allah, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Ches. They all argue in that, and they say, no, there's still a Shachas. I would have said it's downgraded one more, you don't do anything. But that's what Lamaiser Bavadi says, you should do 1 hour, and that's what he says, like the Rov Poskim, even if you heard about it, after a year, whether it's your parents or Shark Roven, you should do at least something, and that's 1 hour. Okay. Fine. That's Sif Aleph. Real quick, Rafi, we've got so much to do. Yeah, go ahead.
Why would we have a Havamita to not do anything? I thought the Mishmas of the Gemara is that Shmur Choka could be 10 years later. When do we ever give the sheer?
Right, but the way the Gemara builds it up, it said Avivimo is different. So you got the impression that maybe Avivimo was only something they had to do. But maybe Lamaisa, after a year, who says that you have to do anything? For Avivimo, I can hear, maybe I'll keep it on me. But Shar Krovim, I don't know. Maybe, and there is such a shita, but that's not the role of post. I thought like that minority shita. Why should you have to do something?
When did the Gemara say that Shmuel Rechoka is only all keep it on me? I didn't say that.
Shmuel Rechoka, Lamaisa, the Gemara says that. What do you mean? The Gemara says that Kasha, Esve, right? That it's not connected. The Kriya with the Avelis, and then the Gemara said, Shani Hassan, the Kvod Avivimo.
But the Kesar Bichia isn't even necessarily his parent.
I'm saying, but the Gemara there, the Gemara, we'll take a look afterwards, but the Gemara says, Beferish. That was the Gemara's answer. Gemara asked the Kasha, Kitani, the Kvod Avivimo. Right? The Gemara asked the Kasha on Ravuna, on Ravchim and Ravuna. And the Gemara says, don't ask me a Kasha on that. You can separate the two when you talk about Avivimo. So, you know, when you're talking about Avivimo, maybe, I'm not saying it's a Raya. I'm just saying the Gemara says that Avivimo is a special category. So you might have thought maybe that concept, we have it by Kriya also, by Avivimo, by Shmuel Rechoka. So we're gonna get to it. So one might have thought maybe after that extension, that after a year, maybe it's only limited to a parent. Okay, let's get to Sif Beis. Okay, that's Sif Aleph. In Sif Beis, the Gemara says, the Sif Beis is based on the Gemara that the story with Reb Chiya Rav Achi that I want you to see. The Gemara had a Havamina, they were the same person, and the Maskana is the Gemara, they're two different people. And the Gemara said Shmamina Klos. One of the Shmamina was that Shmuel Rechok is in a Noeg Ela Yom Bechem. The other was that Ovel Zasa Benil is a sandal, and the third one was Mixim Kekulo, And Lamaisa, we had this whole Gemara Pesachim, which we'll get to Lamaisa, about revealing if someone's nifter. But the Mechaber Paschim is based on the Ramban and the Rosh, that when you have a Shmuel Rechoka, you have to be mafsik from what you're doing, and you have to do a Maisa that's Nikar, that is L'shem Avelus. You have to stop, that's what Yehuda was asking in Jacob, you have to stop what you're doing, working or learning, and create a scenario where you do a Maisa that's Nikar L'shem Avelus. If you can't continue to learn or continue to work and slip your shoes off, or do Kfiyas Amita, it has to be dedicated for that. In fact, if you're wearing tefillin, removing the tefillin, you don't have to do. The Beis Yosef says, and the Shach, Beis Yosef says in the end of Oz Beis, as Rafi pointed out, Lamaisa, and the Shach says it in Sifkot and Beis, that it's no worse, can't be more chomer than Yom Sheni Shel Avelus, which if you're wearing tefillin, obviously you keep it on. You don't take it off, right? So why should it be any what? Why should it be any worse? And that's why I want to bring out that this principle of Shachas, of a Shmuel Rechoka, 1 hour of one day, is not of the first day. It's just an hour of Shiva. It's not echoing that first day. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to put on tefillin in that hour. We're talking about Lamaisa. You stop, and then you do a what? You do a Maisa that's Nikar, Halacha Lamaisa. It's got to be a Maisa that's Nikar, and that will establish for you what we assume is considered to be what? Considered to be an availus for Shmuel Rechok. And this speaks to what we said in the beginning of the summer, that you cannot do an abstention. You have to do a Maisa. Whether it's a Tifis Rosh, Skivis Amite, or Nilas Asando, and it's listed right there in the Mechaber, one of them is enough, Halacha L'Maisa. So you need to do one, and that's considered to be enough for this concept. Okay? Yes, Asha, go ahead, real quick. No, he says you have to do a Maisa. He says, Sar Shiyasa Maisa Nikarbo Shaosu Mishum Avelus. Okay?
That's
going to
explain why the
tefillin
doesn't work.
No, it's not. No, the tefillin's mentioned afterwards. Okay? He says, Ein Sarach Lo Atifa Lo Kviyas Mita Mutter Molocha El Adayo Bachalitza Samo Ein Sarach Lo Atifa Lo Kviyas Rosh Mutter Molocha Rechitza Vesike The Tasha Mita Tamatur, Vimelo Menal, Miraglov, Sarchi Yichvo Mitoso, Yatav Rosho, Sarchi Yasa, Mysa Nikar Boshanas, Mishum Avelis, Vim Haya Osik Vitoira, Oba Mulacha, Osha Rochas, Sak, Bolo Shmua, Matsik Shach, as Mishum Avelis, the Choso Masubiyoto, if you did that, Avim Haya Lovish Filmin, Ain't Sarkhatsun, but if you do that, that's not enough. Mikomoko ain't a yoitzi de avelus. This is what Yehuda and Jacob are saying. That's not enough. You got to do a maisa. I'm glad he asked me that. You have to do a maisa. It's not enough just to stop. It's not enough just to stop. You got to do a maisa. Sarshiyasa maisa shenikar. Shoyitzi mishum avelus. You look at the Prisha and Yehuda and Jacob were asking, that's exactly how he's masbi. You have to, what would be a guy if he talks and learning while he does the needless asana? Would that be good enough? No. You have to stop, devote yourself to the Maisa, and then the Maisa, you've done what you've fulfilled with Shmuel Rechoka. Okay. That's Siv Beis. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber Paskins based on the Vyosef and the Mordechai, that we don't do Sudas Avra on a Shmuel Rechoka. We do not, we don't do a We don't do Lamaisa, and I think, Rafi and Zach Rassin, Mechaber doesn't mention, but it's Poshid, he says in the beginning, by a Shmua Krova, that you do a Suda Savra, because a Shmua Krova is Shiva Shloshim. You do everything regular. I was thinking it makes a lot of sense, because on the reasons based on Suda Savra, we said, you know, it's Rechoka. The Tzibur doesn't have to show how much they love the guy. I mean, they love the guy in general, but it's already past 30 days. And number two, we're not afraid that he's not going to take care of himself. It's already past 30 days, so I think both reasons, the Irvenu Ruchim and the Levush of Suda Savra, don't apply. And that's why it makes a lot of sense why by Suda Savra does no din of what by Shmuel Rechoka. Okay, Sif Dalet. The Gemara says, and that's what I was saying before, the Gemara says that if you're a Shmua Krovel and Motsoi Shabbos, and this is very important, Lamaisa. First, the Gemara says, "Om Riosu Baravin Hir Shmuel Krov Regel Motzei Regel Nasa Rechoka Olu Mina Rogel Yomechem." Remember, we said Olu was that it's Olu for the next day, right? And it's considered to be Rechoka. Tana Rav Ada bin Kisari b'kibed Rav Yechonon Shmuel Kuvon b'Shas Mol Shabbos Achrov Enanogel Yom Efen. So what's this din Lomais all about? On Saturday, for clear purposes, on Shabbos day, you had a Shmuel Krov. On Motzei Shabbos, it's going to be Rechok. It's going to be day 31. What do you do? So it says, Beferish, you do Yom Echad. Why? Why is that? Don't you observe Dvarim Shebetzina on Shabbos? So you already started being knowing something, no? Who asked my Kasha? The Shoal and the Rashba asked this Kasha. The Shoal and the Rashba asked this Kasha. A lot of the Shoalim and the Rashba, Rishetno, was there a tremendous time of the right here. In the Beis Yosef here, quotes from the Jews of Rashba and Ostalin. What's going on here? Aren't you knowing? So Zok the Rashba, the Heshiv, the Afo Bisho'elu Latchilas Yimei Avelis, Mikomakom Kedem Shein Anoig Ela Dvarim Shebetzina, Eino Gorim Avelis. It's not being knowing enough, Dvarim Shebetzina. They're abstentions. That's not enough of a Noheg to say that what, it was a Shmuel Krova that I started it. Continuing, Shim Shama Shmuah Shabbos, Ain Omrim Kevin Shavela Shal Chal Alav B'Shabbos the Ola Te Shmuah Shabo Kamosha Chal Avela B'Yom Shloshim the Yigrom Lunos B'Motzoi Shabbos Shim Ken Hayamashu Goyren Chamor Mimenu Bo Ain Avela Snoeg B'Machmaso Ye Avela Snoeg Ain Obedin She Chamor Mashiyava B'Gam Rasa Yosu Mimenu. You're gonna say that on Shabbos that you observe Dvarim Shebetzina, that's going to generate a full-blown Shiva Mishloshim, where you're going to do what? During Shiva what? Before Hesya. That makes no sense. That the generator, which only observes Shebetzina, generates enough that you can do a full-blown Shiva Mishloshim, and Shiva you're going to do Dvarim Shiva for Hesya. When I'm the generator, only do Dvarim Shebetzina. Makes no sense, says the Rashi. Okay? I want you to keep this in mind later in Shir Bez Hashem as well. Okay? That's what the Rashba speaks out. It's not enough, plain and simple. It's not enough to say you get it in to be called a Krov. It's a Rechok. That's what the Rashba is saying to the Shoyim. And that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Then the Gemara goes on and says, as Rafi was asking, the Gemara goes on and quotes that Brisa, and it says what? The Medvarim in the Mate Mitzvah. Avivim a Korei of a Hole. The Lashon is Korei of a Hole. So, there is a machloikis lemaisa by a shmua krova b'shabbos l'motzoi shabbos b'chem rechoka. Do you tear kriya or not? That's the machlokes. Ramani says no. Rav Chanina says yes. Right, and it depends upon what the shita that says ena kriya makes a lot of sense because there's no avelus. There's no avelus shiva. Why should you have kriya? But according to you, kriya below shiva ika. That was the kasha. Remember Kriya below Shiva Ika? So I want you to get down to Ritva. Ritva says, oh, you don't have cases where there's Kriya without Shiva? What about a Nasi? What about a Chacham? You're not sitting Shiva and there's Kriya. So the Ritva says, okay, we're not talking about that. We're talking about relatives. We're not talking about that there's never situations where you do Kriya without what? Without a Shiva. But I want you to get that Ritva down. The Ritva makes that hard. So Lamaisa, the bottom line is that you see the mice in this brisa. You don't have a shirt. You have to tear kriya. That's only the mati mitzvah. But avivim was korei v'holech. Even after the shiva, so you see they're not hava atalia. L'maisa. Yeah. So you see l'maisa that l'maisa we're challenging Rav Mani. Rav Mani said what ain't a korei because they're inextricably linked. They're not inextricably linked. We have avivim korei v'holech. Even after Shiva. So the Gemara answers, like we were saying, the Rafi, that price is different, it's Kibbut Aveh. So what is the din? Halacha l'maisa. For a Shmuel Rechoka, for father and mother, do you tear kriya or not? What's the din? So the Rif, the Rabban, and the Rosh Paskin Korea, they Paskin l'maisa Korea, like who? Like Rav Chanina. And the Rambam and the Ravid Paskin like Rav Mani, ain't a Korea. So how do we Paskin? Here you see the Rambam does not go with the Rif. And the Rosh, two of the three what? Two of the three trees. He goes with the one tree. Yes? And the Mechaber Paskin straight up here. Now the Rambam goes against the Rambam and the Ravid say Ina Korea, the Rif, the Ramban Rosh say Korea. How does the Mechaber side? He goes like the Rif. So he goes like the Rif and the Rosh. He sides like two against one. And he says, Al ein korin ha'shmul rechoka. He paskin like you, Ramani. Al avim ha'korei li'olam. And then the Ramah adds from Nor Zeruah, he says, I want you to know something. Whenever there's no kriya like by Shar Krovim, asu l'hachmer l'atzu l'ikroa, because we know about Tashkis. And then the Shach writes in the name of the Bach, in Shin Mem, please get it down, in Shin Mem Sifkan, and Sif Chafei, the Shach quotes, I'll be the Bach, that if a gadol b'teir was nifter, and you were close to him, you have to ask him the shaylas, and you find out after 30 days of his pitira, what do? You're mutul achnal atzibli kroil, because that in that situation is not for nothing. It's not a problem al tashkis. So in that case, we allow it. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, in that case, we allow it. All right. Let's take this even a step further now. Okay? Let's take this even a step further. What is the din? That's sift out. Look at the sifay. The din earlier, what happens if shama shmuel kroil b'shabbos l'mon tzoy shabbos nasa rechok enu noeg ela yoyim echad? That's fine. And a noy yom echad, but the din is halacha lemaisa. What happens? We view this as a shmul rechoka, but what do you know a lemaisa on that day? What do you know a on that day? So the mechaber writes: if you hear the shmul on Shabbos or regel, lemotzoy Shabbos or motzoy regel becomes a rechoka. We know you're knowing one day, but on Shabbos and the regel, you're also b'dvarim shaltzina. You're also b'dvarim shaltzina. Okay? You are also b'dvarim shaltzina. Even though it's going to be a what? It was not enough to say you were noeg, but you must be noeg that. That makes a lot of sense, no? Because, for example, how do we paskin on yontif? We paskin dvarim shaltzina or noeg. We don't hold like the Ram, we hold like the Tur and the Rush. So even if what? Even if you're not being noeg shiva, we already have a model already that you're knowing Torah Shabbatina sometimes, yes? So too here. Oh, even though this whole thing is going to be a rechoka, but the bottom line is for that Shabbos, you know, at least be knowing Torah Shabbatina. Okay. But the Taz says an incredible thing. And I want you to get this. He says, well, when do you observe the rechoka of Velas? You can do it Saturday night. You don't have to wait till the morning. So basically, get this down in your notes. This is a good maramakom for, again, mixed yom kakula being said at night. I think we've seen it now three times already. We've seen it three times. We mentioned the end of Shir, the Pesach Teshuvah from the Malacha yesterday. Right? And we also said it, Lamaisa, that, you know, we also said it, Lamaisa, when we said it yesterday, the end of Shir. You remember when we said it yesterday, the end of Shir? We said it by the Malacha, the Pesach Teshuvah. We also said it by what? We think by, you remember where we said it? Oh, we said it, Lamaisa, in the beginning of Shir today, which was the end of Shir, we said yesterday, you're knowing mixes of elements, Balaila, that's enough, Lamaisa. That's enough. That's enough. You're saying it there. So also we're saying it here, the Ta says this, Allah Lamaisa. So Rabbi Avadya writes, in the Chazon Avadya, beautifully, in Amud Kuf Nun Dalet, he says, a chasim and kala, that they got a shmua krova, but the end of the Sheva Brachas is going to be a rechoka. What do we do? We assume it's a rechoka. It's the same model as this din. We assume that it's considered it's a yontif shivus yemei mishta, and therefore, even if they're going to hear about it, they heard about it toch. It was toch shlosh. I don't care. Let them wait till afterwards. It'll be rechoka. That's the din. They observe 1 hour. That's the din. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, fine. That's siv hey. Let's go on to siv vov. Siv vov. What happens if you have a shmul rechoka on Shabbos itself? Okay. What's the din if you have a shmul rechoka on Shabbos itself? You can't what? You can't do any. You can't do lemaisa. You can't do any public mourning. So what's the din? What's the din? Halacha lemaisa. So the mechaber says, based on the Ramban and the Rosh, Hashomea shmul rechoka b'Shabbos or b'Regel. What's the din? Nothing. Ain't a noeg afilu dvarim shibitzina l'motzoi Shabbos. You do it at night. So you do nothing. Let's hold cup with all these dinim, guys. You get in chlor, you just got to keep chazer. Shomei rechoka on Shabbos, you do nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay? You do absolutely not even knowing even Dvarim Shebetzinim. So it means you can learn Torah regularly. Remember we said Talmud Torah is Dvarim Shebetzinim, you can learn regular Torah. Okay. Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin. This I gave you Yushalmi Moikot Pir Gimel Halacha Hey, which points out a machloikis. What happens if you had a Shmua Krova on Shabbos? Does Shabbos count in the minion of Shiva Yomim? Halacha Lamaisa. So here we had a machloikis in the Turin of Es Yosef here in Oz Zayin. Please get it. The Bahag, the Smag, and the Agos Mamonio say that Shabbos counts in the Yetzer Kriya on Sunday. And when is your Shiva done? On Friday. Shabbos counts. You're done on Friday. You follow me? Shabbos 1, Sunday 2, Monday 3, Tuesday 4, Wednesday 5, Thursday 6, Friday you're done. Shabbos counts. I'll pi halacha. You'll do the Kriya on Sunday, but Shabbos counts. You had a Shmuel Krov, you're doing Shiva and Shloshim. And the Rabbi Nechiel says no. Rabbi Nechiel says Shabbos does not count at all for the Shiva, and you start counting on Sunday. So how do we paskin? So we paskin like the first shita, the Bahag, the Smag, and the Agos Mamonios. The Chaver says, Hashomea Shmuel Krov b'Shabbos, Shabbos Olalo liyomecha, ulomacher korea, vavle yom shishi shvi laveilis. Okay? And what do you do on Shabbos? The Beis Yosef says, you misabu the tzina, you say Birkas Aveilim, because Birkas Aveilim is that brach and bench, and that's also considered davar shebe tzina. Now this leads us to the following, okay? Which we did touch upon, but I'm glad we're coming back to this, because we did mention it, but we mentioned it briefly. Zach, I'll get to you. What happens if Shvi, the last day of Aveilim, is on Shabbos? Very practical, it happens quite a bit. Last day of Shiva is on Shabbos. What do you do? When do you end the Aveilus? So here, Lamaisa, there's a Shach and Taz. I want you to see the Taz and Sifkon Hei, the Shach and Sifkon Dal with the Birhete of Sifkon Hei. Shach is how to understand Rabbi Yechiel. So the Shach and Taz say that once Nates comes, you're done. Mixium Kakulo, you're done. Mamish. That's the Shach and Taz of one Rabbi Yechiel. However, the Bach had a different Shach, and he says, Halacha Lamaisa, he wants to say that Lamaisa, you're only mutter from Zman Netzachama Lamaisa, it's mutter only Tasha Shemitah and other Dvarim of Tzina. Only private things, Lamaisa. Only private things, he says. That's an interesting sheet, but that's what he says. Only private things. And the Bach says nothing doing. The Bach says you have to be Nogavelis the whole Shabbos, and Motzoi Shabbos you do a Maisa. Right? And Motzoi Shabbos you do a Maisa. He says we don't say Mixion Kakulo on this at all, because in order to say Mixion Kakulo, the Bach develops, you need a Maisa that's Nikar. Well, on Shabbos you're not doing any Maisa that's Nikar. It's all the Rosh Metzina. So he says, how can you assume Mixion Kakulo? So he says, you know what? You got to observe the whole Shiva on Shabbos, and Motzoi Shabbos you do a Maisa. Ah, Yehuda and Ariel ask me, it's against the Mishnah. Doesn't it say in Shabbos Ololo? Yeah, Shabbos Ololo. If you do a Maisa on what? On Motzi Shabbos. So he says, you don't say Mitzvah Kekulo on Shabbos morning. And that's the Bach Shita. So, Lamaisa, what do we do? So the minig is like the Taz. The Taz says that Avelis is done after davening, just like during the week. So you go to Shul, you daven Shachas and Musaf, then you walk home alone and you're done. You walk home alone and you're done. And that's the way we hold it. Pnei Baruch says in Perek Avdal Osei, like the Taz, that you're matzik, your avails after the davening, and it's put to wear a new shirt, a laundered shirt, after you come home from davening. Ayedei Yibishenu Acher, he says. Mutalos miyad chaluk mechubas ayedei Yibishenu Acher. What do you mean ayedei Yibishenu? Someone else got to wear it, because shloshim you can't wear the fresh and laundered clothes unless someone else wears it. Now I want you to get this down.
In the Shabbos,
though? Yes. But it's lotion. It's lotion you have on Shabbos, right?
I'm saying before that, you put on a regular, he's not, he has to wear like a ripped shirt on Shabbos?
No, but freshly laundered, remember? Where should you wear it? Yeah. But if you want to freshly launder, have someone else put it on first. But this leads to the following. I want you guys to get this, which we didn't mention. We paskin, of course, like this Taz, Mixim Kakulo, that's how you end Shiva. But there is a sheet of the Sefer Hasidim. I saw it this morning. I showed you in Ariel. The Taz and Simon Tov Kuf Nun Hey quotes from the Sefer HaChassidim that Tashu Shamit is also the whole seventh day. And the Maharam says the same thing. Maharam in Wittenberg. In Tov Nun, sorry, Tov Men Tes. Amazing. The Biurim Arshal on the tour says the same thing. Those three sheetas, I want you to know, that Tasha Shemitah is also the whole seventh day, according to that sheeta. We don't paskin like that. I don't think so. I don't think we paskin like that, because the Shach by us and Taz in Tuf Beis, the Shach and Taz in Tuf Beis, Lomais is saying not that way. And they say that everything is done, Mixyum Kakulo, everything is done, it's the Taz and Sifkan Hey, and the Shach and Sifkan Dalit, please get it. Everything is done, even Tasha Mita is Mutter. Okay? But I want you to know that Sefer Hasidim. There's a Minchas Olozer, the great Munkacha Rebbe, Chelik Beis, Simon Chavov, he says that a Ovel is Mutter to go to the Mikveh on the seventh day of Shiva if it occurs on Shabbos. But he says it's preferable you should arrange a minion in the Ovel's home for Chakras so you can go to the Mikveh before Kriyas HaTayr. Okay? Interesting. But the bottom line is, guys, is that we say Mixyum Kakulo and you wait till after the Anadami, like during the week, like the Taz. If we get to it, then the Simon, I don't know if we'll be able to get to it, but the Simon on Mixyum Kakulo quotes Machlokes whether you say it at night. Rabbeinu Tam said, if you have to really bathe the night of Shiva, you can rely on Mixyum Kakulo Belayla. But the Beis Yosef says, you know, we follow Maram Rudberg, that we don't say it Belayla at all, and that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch Halacha L'maaseh. Okay, but I want you to know that Machlokes, that Machlokes L'maaseh, I mean, you hear the svara of the Bach a little bit, because it's all abstentions, right? So in a certain sense, how do you say Mixyum Kakulo on a lack of a nihug? But the bottom line is, we don't hold like that. You would say Mixyum Kakulo when there's a nihug, and on that I did it. But what do I mean with no egg? It's abstentions. So that's the maisa I want you to get. That's in Simon, that's in Sif what? Sif Zion. It's very practical. I'm glad we did this. Yes, Zach, you had a question before.
Yeah, go ahead. I was wondering in general, yes. How do you say that if a guy who finds out on Shabbos, he could tear on Sunday, do Kriya on Sunday if it's not Shaskinim?
We'll say it's objective. Like that Lomdus that we said,
exactly,
you're shifting it. Yes.
Like
the Bach, yes. Like that Bach we said, you're shifting it. Well said. Because you're known as Halachically can't tear. Very good. Could be according to Taz, it's a good kash you're asking. You know, they maybe bought L'shashimu. Maybe one day later, L'mais, it's still there, but you're saying good. According to the Bach, it fits well. Okay, let's go to Sifches. Okay, let's go to Sifches. This comes out, L'mais, a very interesting din here, okay? You know, before we get to Sifches, I want to get the right straight up to Sif Yud, and we'll come back to Sif Ches. Let's get to Sif Yud, because I wanted to point out something very mechudish if you were able to see it. The Mechaber writes in Sif Yud, based on Rabbeinu Meir, the Rabbeinu Meir and the Tyson that goes from Monios, the following. Listen to this, guys. Shoma Shmua Krova B'Shabbos Erev Regel. You got that? Yontif starts Saturday night. You hear a Shmua Krova on Shabbos. What's the din? What's the din? This is very unique. Came into the Dvarim, she had seen a knowing. Bless you. Bless you, Jared. Ololo osa Shabbos leminyan shiva. Wow. Because you're knowing Dvarim, she had seen her, that's enough to say I was knowing. That was enough to say I was knowing for Yontif to be mevatel the shiva. But at the same time, Yehuda, it was not enough to be nohag to say that I'll call it a shmua krova in the beginning of shir. You understand what I'm saying? I want you guys to get that. Very, very interesting. No? Very beautiful. It's enough to be nohag, Sam, that it's I've started it in the yontav mavata. The shach says it right there. Sifkon ches. Varega mavata's jere shiva. But for the purpose of the beginning of the simon, Zach, it wasn't good enough. Fascinating. Fascinating. And Lamaisa, question is why? What's the chiluk? What is the chiluk? What is the chiluk? What is the chiluk? So, I think maybe what you could suggest is the chiluk might be as follows. And that is that when you're challenged with something determining whether it's krov or rechoka, you know, that's a big challenge. And to mount that challenge and beat that challenge, you need a real what? A real nihug. You need a real nihug. And it has to be a real need. Not just Dvarim Shebitzin and knowing. But in a situation where Lamaisa, you're not going against a challenge of Rechoka, you're going against a Yontif Lamaisa. You're going against a Yontif. So it's possible to say, as long as I have a shtickle niyug, that's enough. If I have a shtickle niyug, that's enough. And that shtickle niyug is enough for me to say that it was Ola, and therefore the Yontif can be Mavakim. That's what I think you got to say in order to be Mechalik between the two cases. But I want you to get that down. There's a Mamash two Sifin from Sifchas, from what we said in the beginning of Shir. Sifchas, Lamaisa, what we said from the beginning of Shir. How do you jive Sifchas with Sif Lamaisa, Sif Hey? How do you jive the two together? So this is what Lamaisa, I think you got to say. Okay, now let's go back to Ches. Okay, let's get this. Now for this, Lamaisa Beis Yosef is, I'm sure over the summer, guys, you've seen such a masterpiece, the Beis Yosef. It's been spoiled. Every time you look at it, it's unbelievable. It's a masterpiece. How he quotes all the Yishonim, the Gemaras, it's unbelievable. So here, in Os Ches, he lays out the following situation from the Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is the basis of Sifchas. There was a man that was Nifter, heir of Yontif, Sukkos, Meslo Mes Erev HaRegel, She'erev HaChag, the Chag, the Shmini Atzeres Olam LeMinyan, Esrim V'yechad. Yes? And theoretically speaking, you got up to 21 because you had the 7 from Yontif, you have the Chag is another 7, you have Shmini Atzeres gets you to 21. You have another 9 days of Shloshim. He doesn't find out until, let's say, day 31 that his loved one died. What's the din in that case? Do you say that it's a Shmuel Rechoka because you count the days? Or do you say he didn't know about it? How can you count the days? So the Baal HaMor quotes Yesh Omrim and says it's Rechoka. It's a Sufik Avelis. We pass in Halacha Gedivra Meka B'Avel. To Yesh Omrim, Lamaisa. Yesh Omrim in the Baal HaMor. Yesh Min HaChachamim. Okay. And the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, who usually argue with one another. The Baal HaMor and the Ramban, right? You know, in certain sects, Mor HaKotan, he wrote when he was 18. Mor HaGadol, he wrote when he was older. And the Ramban wrote in Mechamas Hashem, right? To support, to defend the Rif. The Baal HaMor was chalik on the Rif, and the Ramban thought it was a chutzpah. 18-year-old guys arguing on the Rif. So he wrote a Mechamas Hashem. They loved each other, but they get very stark ones. So, in the Lashon, when they fight with one another. So, here they agree. Both the Baal HaMor and Ramban agree to disagree with this Yesh Min HaChachamim, and they say, no, it's a Shmuel Krova. It's not mistaken that you could count those days when he didn't have the Shmuel yet. No? Very, very stark. Yeah? L'dayti nir da'av l'shmuel krova, says the Baal HaMor. Ain't far nirim shi'alu l'regel mishal obal lo adayi shmuel zameis? Ki li'o v'etin mishal lo nog avelis. Well, shomu lo ketin mishal nog. L'kul oshnayar, regel oshnay yom shmini. Tzeres lo shnay yom shmini. Tzeres lo kiyotz, ain't a nim nim l'gavi shmuel. El la'atzma. Ad kan dvarim. Arve Rayas, Baal Zeshona, the Yosef holds like that, the Rabban holds like that, they all hold like the Baal HaMor. Okay? Halach Lomaisa. So how do we paskin? We paskin like the Baal HaMor and the Rabban. That there's no way we treat this like a Shmuel Rechoka. We don't count the days. Guy didn't know about it. Guy didn't know about it. So didn't Shmuel Krova? And the Regal's not Ola Mishalonog, Avela's Kodom Lo Cloud. How could it be Lomaisa? The koshkin mishalo hayyodeh shemes lo meis. The regal's not olu mishalo nog avelis kodum lo klav. Right? Yeah, even though lo meis, I was wondering about that, because remember we say kodum meis for regal? We do count the yamei regal as what? Ash loshim. What's that line in the Mechab? Shein ha regal olu mishalo nog avelis kodum lo klav. What does that mean? Shein ha regal olu mishalo nog avelis lo klav. What does that mean? Kind of like that Tysus, Zach, you brought up. The Tysus, remember, with the long Tysus said, that you can't have the, remember, you had to have Shiva for the Shloshim? What does he mean by this? In a regal Olu, Mishalom Noah, Gavelis, Kodom, Lo Klav. Koshkin, a guy who never knew he had to have Mace, Mo Mace.
So this discusses Shmur Foko there also. The same
group. Right, so how does he answer that? How do
you
answer?
He says you don't see this anywhere. But that was talking about, but that was talking about also, even because he did it the day before. This is talking about, I guess, very regal. I don't know, I think it's a little different.
Well, this was Erev. You didn't know about it. It was Erev and you didn't know about it. So it doesn't mean you didn't start. You know what I mean?
Right,
I think it's the same chiluk that I said to you. Remember, it's between Erev, based for regal, as opposed to Erev. That's what you're saying. Okay. Maybe that's what you have to say. But the bottom line is that the Mechaber is stark about this, but this flies in the face of what? I mean, sometimes it happens, but it flies in the face of Lachin Dibre Avekabal. And that's what Rav Avadya writes. Rav Avadya feels, I want you to get this, that the Meiri here says that Rov Poskin hold Lekulam. And he says, Lachin Dibre Avekabal. Now, they didn't have the Meiri. They say they didn't have the Meiri. But you get, this is a good example, guys, where you get the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef says, Pashup Shad, no way. Mechaber follows like that. But there's a Meiri that says not that way. He says a Rov, Post, say not that way. And he says, Allah Kadir Ameikal. That just shows you the shoulders that Rav Avadya has, Lamais. And that's what he says. Allah Lamais, we should be Meikal, and call the Shishmua Rechokah. Okay? Interesting din, Allah Lamais. Okay, let's continue now. That's Sif Tes, guys. The Gemara with the story basically tells you the following din. What's the upshot? If you have two shmuas together at the same time, what's the din? Chmon ol tzlan. So the Mechaber says, based on the Rabban, it's gayis. If you have two shmuas rechokas on one day, what do you do? What do you do? You do 1 hour for both. 1 hour for both, says the Shach and Sifkat and Zion. What happens if you have two Shmua Krovis or two Mason that die in the same day? You count for both of them, one Shiv and one Shloshim. If one happened one day and then the next day, then you count Shiva, you know, your Mona Lashani, Yom Shmua, Shiva Lashloshim. You don't end the day early because you do Shiva Shloshim for the first one, Shiva Shloshim for the second one. Okay, fine. Okay, that brings us now to Sif Yud Aleph. What's the din? Yes, Max, real quick, what do you say?
In terms of hearing them both at the same time,
yes.
What's the zman when you hear them both?
It seems like in the same day.
Yeah.
Yom Echad, yes, Yom Echad. That's what the Mechaber lost, Yom Echad. Okay. Now let's see Sif Yud Aleph. What does the Mechaber write? The Mechaber says, I'll pi dakos mamonios, and the Mordechai b'shim the Maram. Let's say someone Dav Meir. Remember I mentioned in the city, let's say they want the men on the street. It's dangerous, let's say. So they Dav Meir like a beauty even during the week. Used to do that. Certain shuls in Manhattan. I don't know if they still do it. So it's still Shkiz at 8. They Dav Meir at 7:15 like a beauty. Plop. Okay? They Dav Meir at 7 o'clock, let's say. Whatever this man is. No, Rebuta's man. You know, you Dav before Plop. Minchin, you Dav Meir right afterwards. Then the guy gets a call coming home that he had a loved one that died. The next day's 31. He died of Meir. Call that 31. It's still before Shkia. What's the din? Is that a Rechok or a Krov is that? So the Mechaber writes black on white that you count from tomorrow. That day is not Ola. Yes? That day is not Ola. Yomona Me'ok Me'mocher. One sec. Slow. Let's start with the easier case. Forget about Krova Rechoka yet. Just a regular case. You heard a Shmua Krova. It's day 15. When do you start the Shiva? Tomorrow? Or can you count today and then come out count tomorrow as two? What do you do?
Count day 16.
You got Meir already, so count Meir of tomorrow. Okay? Count Meir of tomorrow. Count Kid Shiva tomorrow. It's like you change the calendar day with your Davening of Meir. You got that? That's the first case. Okay? Regular case. Number two. Before we go on to the Taz and Sikon Zayin's Mazin, what we just said. You made the night Meiriv, so you can't say it's a Yom Linyan Avelis. Start the Sasra. Right? So we're Moda Lechumra tomorrow in order that it won't be Tarkin Sasra. I mean, make up your mind. You know what I mean? Make up your mind. For you, it was Lila for Myrick, but for Avelis, it's not. And you're going to count that day as one and tomorrow's two? Come on. Oh. Then the Taz says a step further. Zok the Taz of Sifkon Zion. You with me, Lamaisa? Sam? He says like this. He says, the Divri Shulchan Aruch is L'chumra, not L'kula. That goes back to our case. Before Shkia was 30, after Shkia is 31, what do you do? He only goes L'chumra. So therefore, if you heard the Shmua, the Yom Shloshim, but you daven Meir, what do you do? We consider it to be what? Krova. Because it's still before Shkia. It's still before Shkia. You daven Meir? Okay. What are you going to do? Your motor from this man, you heard it, it's Yom Rishon, bless you. In order not to contradict Lamaisa, in order to Kadesh Lohistoris Masaf, he doesn't really use that Lashon in Taz. But the bottom line is that the Taz says you only say it L'chumra, and therefore, we would consider you to be, even though you daven Meirv, it's still before Shkia, we consider it to be what, Rafi? A Krova, not a Rechoka. So you're being Machmer Lamaisa in that case. That's what he says. You only consider the Shulchan Aruch to be L'Hachmer. Now, does anyone argue? So I found the Miskeres HaShulchan argues. The Miskeres HaShulchan argues on this Taz and says no. He says you must be consistent. You daven Meirv, then you make it a Shmua what? Rechoka. It's like day 31 already. Bein L'Hachmer, bein L'Kula. Rabbi Avadia is in Amud Kufnu Na'al, Chazon Avadia. He calls it, quotes the Miskeres HaShulchan. Chazon Avadia. Interesting, Lamais. Okay?
Is he Pascan like
it? It seems like that, yes. Bema, again, he would say, Halacha Lamaisa. He would say that it's a Rechoka and Suffolk. Halacha Kiddiv Yamekabah corrects that. That's what it seems, the impression I got, yes. Yes, Zach.
Didn't we say earlier in the summer that that it only works to make a day early for Shabbos?
Yeah, remember we said that the longest of the Tazmar Shabbos, you change a calendar a day, only Chaps and Afkamina for Shabbos. Yes? Not at all there is in Kol Torah Kedushah. What are the three categories we gave? Hefsek Tahara, Bar Mitzvah, and what else? What else? Hefsek Tahara, Bar Mitzvah, and what else? What was the other area? Mila. Remember Mila? Right, the Bris Mila is on Friday. You know, the baby's born 7:30, the shul is Makabel Shabbos at 7, Bris is on Friday. It does not change the calendar at the outside of the area of Hefel Shabbos.
Right, so how do we say
so, good kasha. So you have to say, we mentioned it, Zach, you have to say the whole thing is Drobana. That whole Shul Torah says on a level of the Raisa. Institutional Veilus is Drobana. So therefore, see, it should have said, based on what we're saying, that you know that if you're, and let's get to it right now. What happens if you're Makabel Shabbos early, and they tell you 7:30, 7 o'clock in Makabel Shabbos, Shkia is at 8, 7:30 in Makabel Shabbos. I'm sorry. 7 o'clock in Makabel Shabbos, 8 is Shkia, you got the Shmua that someone died 7:30. And that's day 31, Shabbos. Friday's day 30. What would you say? So I would say it doesn't change the calendar day. In other areas, so I would say what? It'd be a Shmua what? Krova, and you do Shiva Vishloshim. So Rabbi Avadia writes, and Kufna Akumeh is based on the Tuftam Adas, who's the Shlomo Kluger, and Madura and Das Tulisa, in Tulisa Madura Shlishi, he writes, it's Chelik Beis, Simon Reish Tefov, that if you daven Mincha at that time, you're a Kabbal Shabbos, you hear about Mace Krovo, he said, it's not Lila. We consider it still to be day, and therefore it's a Shmua Krovo. Exactly like I said. You're Makabel Shabbos, that's only regarding Shabbos. Doesn't change regarding other. So he actually says that, Halacha L'maisa. Speaks out what we said, it fits in very nicely now. You follow me? What'd you say?
Why is Shabbos different?
Remember Shabbos, you're Makabel Shabbos, it's not going to change in other areas. L'maisa. Whereas Zach was asking, when you daven Meirv during the week, didn't you make it like the Lila? So that's what I'm saying. It seems to be conflicting what? Conflicting sheet this on it. Because we said during the week in Sifyat Aleph, right?
It wouldn't work.
What does it say? It makes it Lila. And you heard a Shmua Krova, we count from tomorrow, right? But what happens if you have a Shmua Rechoka Krova Shaila? The Taz was Mazra, only say it Lahachmer, right? You only say it Lahachmer. You don't say it what? Lahakel. Remember what the Taz said? So it's not really, you only say it Lahachmer. So if you heard a Shmua Shloshim Acher Meiriv, then you consider it to be Krova. So in other words, that's also consistent with this, because it doesn't change the calendaric day. It's considered to be Krovah Lamaisa. So here Reb Avadi is saying Lamaisa, it's also going to be considered to be Krovah here also. So it is consistent Lamaisa. So that Taz and Reb Avadi are consistent with each other. It doesn't change the calendaric day, even for Avedis. And you're within what? Within Shkia, so it'll be Krovah. And you'll do the Shiva, and you'll do Shloshim. And the way the Taz touch up the Mechaber, it's only what? It's only Lahachmer, not Lahachmer. Now the Miskeres HaShulchan is Miskeres HaShulchan, you know, that's what you were asking me, do we Paschim like that? And I said, I get the impression, you see, not that way. You see, he doesn't hold like the Miskeres HaShulchan. You see, he doesn't hold that way. So, the bottom line is, guys, and I want you to get that, if you say this Tukul Torah that changes the calendaric day, it's only for Shabbos. And even within Shabbos, you're not going to have Skila for, that's a Gemara. Your Makabal Shabbos is at 7 o'clock, and Shkia is at 8. You turn a light on Shabbos on purpose with 8 minutes, so you're not going to have Skila. It's an affair of Gemara. So it only changes the calendar day vis-a-vis the Kedusha. You could say, you could dive in early, you could say Kiddush, but not like Avi Onshin. And certainly it doesn't affect other areas. Kol Torah Kula, Hefsek Tara, for a Bar Mitzvah, for Mila. That's clear like that. So it fits very nicely. Okay. I want to try to finish up the Simen so we can finish up the Shin Mem tomorrow. So let's try to get to it. We learned, I think it was a Kimelum and Beis, or is it Beisim and Beis? I think it's Beisim and Beisim Sochim. You remember Yehuda? And we were learning Pesachim, Lamai Zahriel. Remember we learned Pesach Pesachim? I think it's Beisim and Beis. Was it?
On the bottom.
Yeah, it's on the bottom. Is it Beisim and Beis or Kimelum and Beis?
It's Beisim and Beis that goes to Kimelum.
Yeah, very good. More has the story there. So, God forbid, let's get this. I want you to get this. I had a little bit of a diuk here as a Chiddush. Ladinin. But the Mechaber writes a Siv Beis based on the Rishonim. If you know someone had a Nisa, a Krovah died, a Karov died, and they don't know about it, you're not mechuyev to tell them. Even if it's a father and mother. In fact, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, I think it is. Motzi Diba Huksil. You're a foolish man for saying such a thing. And you can even you can invite him to your wedding, any simcha. And I want you to get this down, because you need a Diya. There's certain areas in Allah you need a Diya for. The Gilyan Marasha points out that you could even have beer with your wife if you know your father-in-law or mother-in-law died, she doesn't know about it. She's not an Aveli, not over Leif Neiver, because she's not an Aveli until there was the idea. You need the idea. What are three other areas in Kol Torah where you need the idea? For Mamzeris, to label someone a Mamzeris, you need the idea. So if someone doesn't know you're a Mamzer, they're not a Mamzer. Al-Pi Alocha. You need the idea. What about Bittul? Bittul for Bittul Taruvus. You want to invoke the din of bittul. You know, you have a mitzu, drop of milk, fall in. The Bala Taruvis has to know about it in order for bittul to work. Orla and Chutzlarts. Not Orla, but Orla and Chutzlarts. Orla and you know the fruit trees? Orla and Chutzlarts, Allah Hashem, but you need a dia, says the Ran. You have to know about it in order for it to be usher. You could give it to a guy, Lomaiso, something Orla and Chutzlarts, you didn't know about it. You need to have your dia. So we just said three categories. Mamzeris, what else? Bittul Taruvis and Oral and Chutzlarts. Oral and Chutzlarts needs idea. And what's our fourth category? Avelis. Avelis needs idea, guys. Okay? Very important. It comes up in this sif.
When you say Bittul, it means that you have to know.
You have to know there's a drop of milk that fell. Doesn't happen automatically, Zach.
If you didn't know there's a drop of milk.
You didn't know, then it's not kosher. Correct. So a Bittul can only happen with the Baal Taruvis knowing about it. You need idea. Okay? Now, I want to say a bit of a chiddush here. What happens if they ask you? You can't lie and say he's alive, because midvar sheker tirchak, that you can't do. Same thing by fasting. If you're fasting, you know, let's say for a yortzeit, which we're going to get to, God willing, we got to get to it. I don't know if we're going to have time, but hopefully, or we'll get to it tomorrow, B'ezras Hashem. Someone asks you if you're fasting, you're supposed to lie. You can't lie. You're never supposed to tell people you're fasting, because it takes away from the reward, it says in Shulchan Aruch. You keep it quiet what you're doing when you fast. If you're fasting for a yortzeit, whatever fast you're doing, you don't tell people. So I'm going to ask you, you don't have to lie, the Shulchan says. You keep it what? You keep it quiet. So I'm going to ask you, you're alive, you can't lie. Halacha l'maisa. However, the Rama writes based on the Ma'arivayel that if there are male kids, you must tell them in order to say Kaddish. But by girls, there's no minig to tell them. And Geshur Chaim says the same thing. And also on Shar Krovah, you don't have to tell them. Because there's no chiyuv by Shar Krovah. So I want to make a diuk from this Ramah that women shouldn't say Kaddish. The minhag is women shouldn't say Kaddish. I don't know, I'm not passing, I'm just saying the diuk in the Ramah. Because if they had to say Kaddish, you should tell them. No? So I want to be medayit. Rav Fink Shlita, the great Gaon, is a Rav in New Rochelle, wrote a beautiful, in the contemporary, many years ago, whether women should say Kaddish or not. Should they say Kaddish or not? Should Shaila maybe call it? Should they say it out loud? They're the only one who's saying it. But Lamaisa, I want to make a deal. If they had a Chiyuv Kaddish, Lamaisa, right? Then you'd have to tell them, now there's no Chiyuv, it seems like the minhag is not to say it. Because otherwise you would have said it. And Shaar Krovim also, there's no Chiyuv for them to say Kaddish. So therefore, you don't have to be Modiya. One sec, Yehuda. What about telling Krovim, Lamaisa, that Lamaisa, they have died? So the Tasa say it in two ways. That they can understand this way or that way. Exactly like Rav said to Rebbe Chiya in the Gemara. Let them figure it out on their own. And the Pesachei Teshuvah Sifkon Aleph quotes the Chamuni Daniel that if you have two brothers and a sister, and the brother's visiting Tov Shloshim, and the one brother that knows about the sister's Petir doesn't want to tell the other brother, he can wear Big Day Shabbos. That's not considered to be a lie. That was according to the Minig, you know, they didn't wear Big Day Shabbos all Shloshim. He can wear Big Day Shabbos to make it as if that there's nothing wrong. That's not viewed as like a lie. That's what the Pesachei Teshuvah quotes from the Chamuni Daniel. And the Panim Meira says, Lamaisa, on Moed and Purim, you shouldn't tell people about a death because it's Monea, the Sifas Yontif of Purim. And the Nishmas Adam says in a hospital is different. They have to tell the Krovim that their mace is Nifter. And also, if you want to get them to go to Levaya, you have to use your Seichel about this. Of course, if they want to get to Levaya, take care of everything, you got to tell them. Yes, Yehuda, go ahead.
Because the story, I think, Chaim Lezner, that there's like a Talmud in Lezner that got letters. His family has to help, they need money, and eventually sending a letter saying that like, his entire family died, and the family was like, didn't, I think it was family, right? They didn't show him the letters because they wouldn't disrupt the kids. That's smart.
Interesting, but, and it's not an awful, it's no Yadid. Yeah.
So no Yadid. But what about the postman said he had to say Kaddish? He had to tell him he had to say Kaddish.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he felt it would override that. Maybe he felt it would override it. Maybe he got someone else to say the Kaddish. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Now I want to get to Yortzeit, guys. Let's get to Yortzeit. Okay? Very important, Lamaisa Din, the Kviyas of Yortzeit, and other details. Well, we have to finish up tomorrow, finish up Shin Men tomorrow too, busy Shin. Okay. The Ramah writes here, I'll be the Kalbol, the Kobol, Shin the Maram, and Mari, and the Mariv and the Mari, that it's a mitzvah to fast on the day that one's father or mother died. Okay? Yom Misa. Yom Misa v'lo Yom Kvura. And as Max and Zach remind me very beautifully, if you don't know about when they die, and you know about the Yom Kippur, then the Yortzeit will be the Yom Kippur. If you know about both, you do Yom Misa. That's what the Ramah says. Now, what is there four reasons why we fast on the Yortzeit? So the Maram Rimin says, because this day is a bad mazel for the sun, so you want to be Misana for that. Number two, the Maram Rimin says that there will be atonement for the father and mother, because every year they're judged again a little bit on their Yortzeit. Number three, the Trumas Hadeshin says, is to remember the Yom of Aninus and his Sarah. And number four, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says to Ma'or Tshuva. And doing Tshuva, the S'chus will be, the parents will be elevated in Gan Eden. That's a phrase that I always say to guys in the shul, or when there's a Yortzeit, I always say, may their neshama go to the highest points in Gan Eden. Okay? That comes from this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That the Yortzeit, through you being doing tshuva, will elevate their neshama.
Can you repeat the four reasons again?
Yes. The first two are from the Maamar Ritz, is that the day of the Yortzeit is a day of bad mazel, so you want to have tshuva to be a kapara for that, to make it good. Second reasoning is that there should be a kapara for the father and mother, that they're judged every year, a little bit at least, every year. The third is the Tshumas Hadeshin, is to remember that it was Yom Aninus and Yom Tzara for you. And four is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that you should do tshuva yourself. And the schus of that will elevate their neshamas and Gan Eden of your parents. Okay. Now, the Mordechai, the Darkei Moshe quotes here, and this is very important, that God forbid if the parents were Rishayim, Rishayim only judge for a year. Even if they're a Russian, they only get it for a year, the punishment. And that's 12 months from the Yom HaKfura. After the Yom HaKfura, you don't do any mourning afterwards at all. Halacha l'maaseh. Only do is, let's say, Shmuel Rechoka, He says, after it's 12 months, Shuven Misabo Alem Alasha'achas Kedin Shmur Rechokim. Demiyom Akfura Monim Shnei Masar Chodesh La'av La'ein. So there is a din of Avelis that starts from Yom Kfura. But the Yortzayin is from Yom Misa. The Yortzayin is from Yom Misa. So, and that's what we have to remember. Now, some people do a Shtikl Niyug Avelis, we'll see on a Yortzayin. Like kind of like a Shmur Rechoka, 1 hour, they won't go to a chasana, let's say. They don't actually take off their shoes or do Tfiyas Hamita, Tfiyas Rosh. But Lamaisa, the Avelis is done after the year. So that brings us now to the details. I want you to get it about how you determine the date of a Yortzayin. Okay? The bottom line is that the Ramah writes, we're Misana Miyom Misa, except if you were there, as I said, from the Yom Kfura, you were there at the Kfura and you don't know when the Shas Misa is. Then you would do Yom Kfura. But we do Yom Misa. The Taz is very adamant about this. The Taz says you do Yom Misa, never Yom Kfura. You do Yom Misa, you never do Yom Kfura at all. That's what the Taz writes. Okay? And the Taz brings up this Maisa Binyamin, right? And the Taz L'Maisa quotes the Maisa Binyamin that says as follows, and I want you to get it. The first year, you do Yom Kfura. Every subsequent year, you do Yom Misa. Why? Because if you do Yom Misa, and there were, let's say, a few days between the Misa and the Kfura, you're going to think the morning is done at the yard site. And therefore, you still have a few more days. So to avoid that, the first day, first year, he said, you do the Yortz of Yom Kfura, and he subsequently do Yom Misa. That's the theory of the Maasas Binyamin. Makes a lot of sense. But the Taz writes it's wrong. He's Dochid. He says, we're not Mechalik, we're not Choshish for that situation. And he says, L'maisa, he says, you should do Yom Misa. That's the day that was the Hashem made the judgment, that he would die. And he says, even if you're afraid of a few days of Cheshvan Aveilus, it doesn't make a difference. Tamid yesh lisanos rak miyom misa afilu b'shan rishayim. So the Taz totally destroys the Maasas Binyamin. He's doichim or Jackson. And he says the first day, even the first year you do Yom Misa. Shouldn't excuse the Lashon. He's trying to mean, you mean the sheet. He destroys the sheet to him as he feels it's wrong. He says, even at the expense of a guy maybe missing out 2-3 days of Aveilus. He says, it doesn't make a difference. He says, that's a special, unique day, and that's it. Very interesting. That's why I wanted to say it like that. He rejects it very strongly, even though the theory makes a lot of sense. So the Shach comes along and says the following. I want you to get it. The Shach writes, if there were 3 or 4 days difference between the Misa and the Kfura, then the first year you should do what? Kfura. And then subsequent years, you do, of course, Yom Misa. But if it was 1 or 2 days, then he says, you should what? You should do from Yom Misa. That is what the Shach writes. Because he says, I don't think you should destroy, and I'll use it this way correctly, I don't think you should destroy the Maasas Binyamin. Take the Maasas Binyamin halfway, he says. And he says, if it's 3 or 4 days, then I'm afraid something might happen. There might be a takala. A day or two, L'maisa, I'm not as worried about people will be on top of it, and therefore, I think you should go from Yom Misa. That's what the Shach writes in the Shach himself. In the Nekudas HaKesef, you do get the impression that he rejected the Taz completely and says you should really start from the day of the Avelis. But we don't quote the Shach. This is what I want to point out. Everyone always quotes the Shach in the Shach, not the Nekudas HaKesef. In the Nekudas HaKesef, you read it, it seems like he's rejecting the Taz from Yom Misa. You should go for Yom Kfura, but in the Shach himself, he goes with the Maasas Binyamin. He goes with the Maasas Binyamin, there's 3 or 4 day difference, but if there's not 3 days, you go from Yom Misa. So I want you to get the Shach, and that's what the Geshe Chaim says. We all hold like the Shach, that Yom, even the first year you go Yom Misa, unless there was a 3 or 4 day difference, and that's very critical, Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? That's very critical. I want you to get that. And the Taz, I said, is so strong. He says, Avelis, you know, ends from the Yom HaKfura, 12 months from the Yom HaKfura. That's why we mentioned the Chutz L'Arts, they always delay the Kamas Matzeva, because people in Chutz L'Arts are not as knowledgeable in Torah. So if you do the Kamas Matzeva, the Shlosh will think, oh, there's no more Avelis. are you talking about? So you do it at the end of the year. You do it by the Yortzeit because that's when the Avelis is done. People, when they don't come say, they think they can go to a party right then and there. So you don't want to do it before the year if people are not knowledgeable. But Lamaisa, that's a very important din, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, there's a few more Nakudas that we got to get through. It's late already, so we'll have to stop. I want to finish up these Nakudas at the beginning of Shir and then finish up Shin Mem as well, if we could try to finish it. And then Lamaisa, we got to keep going Viking. Okay, so we'll stop here. And tomorrow, there's a Shemagim the Chaburah.